This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. King Charles III has officially been proclaimed King of Britain in an accession ceremony as his sons William and Harry appear together in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Hours after the ceremony, crowds cheered and called for Harry as the Duke of Sussex and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, greeted the crowds at Windsor Castle. Alongside them was Harry's brother William, the Prince of Wales, and Princess Kate, who also greeted the crowds as they arrived to view the sea of floral tributes left by the public in honour of the Prince's grandmother. It was the two couples' first public appearance since the Queen's death. The princes and their wives were seen shaking hands and speaking with members of the public. In a tribute to his grandmother on Twitter, Prince William said the Queen was by his side at his happiest moments, but also during the saddest moments of his life. William also said he knew the day would come, but it will be some time before the reality of life without Granny will truly feel real. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukraine announced major advancements in a strategic military counteroffensive against Russian forces, retaking vital territory and cutting off a main supply line to thousands of Russian soldiers in northeastern Ukraine. Ukrainian forces reported Saturday they'd entered the town of Kupiansk and Izyum and pushed Russian soldiers across the Oskil River in retreat. The region's key rail and road links have been used for several months to supply Russian forces stationed in the nearby city of Izyum, which is near the border between the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. Military analysts say Russia is believed to be sending reinforcements to the area, where it plans to launch new attacks against Ukrainian-controlled sections of Donetsk. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban in Afghanistan say a U.S.-made Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a training exercise in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, killing three people. The Ministry of Defense said the crash was due to a technical problem. It said five people were also injured. The Taliban took control of some U.S.-made aircraft after they seized the country just over a year ago. It remains unclear how many of those aircraft are still operational. U.S. forces deliberately damaged some military hardware as they left, and Afghan forces had flown some helicopters to Central Asian nations. Albania's government says it has suffered a renewed cyber attack and says Iran is likely behind it. Tirana also accuses Iran of an earlier assault on its digital systems. On Wednesday, it cut diplomatic ties with Iran over the attacks. The U.S. announced sanctions Friday on Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security and its minister over Tehran's alleged involvement. The Islamic Republic has also been targeted by cyber attacks, most notably in 2010, when a virus believed to have been engineered by Israel and the United States infected its nuclear program. Wildfires in Southern California are feeling the lingering effects of what was Hurricane Kay, which quickly weakened into a tropical storm by the time it reached the state. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Right now, there are 12 active wildfires, says CAL FIRE's Isaac Sanchez, and Hurricane Kay helped battle blazes in the southern part of the state.
It did bring rain, it did bring higher humidities, and of course, that's always a blessing when it comes to fires.
But not in the north. The Mosquito Fire near Sacramento saw residents like Deborah Kiever fleeing.
We evacuated, and my husband had two different shoes on.
While James Lowry stayed behind and was using a garden hose to spray down structures.
So we've been fighting it all night. My brother was right there last night when the fire jumped the line on Mosquito Ridge and came up on Low Street. And the flames were 300 feet in the air. The trees were exploding.
I'm Julie Walker.
Five Hong Kong speech therapists were sentenced to 19 months each in prison on Saturday after being found guilty on sedition charges for a series of children's books that were deemed anti-government. On Wednesday, the five were convicted under a colonial-era law of conspiracy to print, distribute, or reproduce seditious publications. The books featured cartoons of sheep that were trying to repel wolves from their village. And our top story this hour, King Charles III has officially been proclaimed King of Britain, while his two sons have made a rare appearance together in public. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.